they listened to a lot of country music. There was no folk music around the house. That was sort of the job that you go and do, and then you come home, and the last thing you want to hear is something similar to what you've been doing all day.
Thanks to the tastes and day jobs of his parents, Richard and Linda, Teddy Thompson's roots lie as much in country music as folk rock royalty. And for those who question how it all fits together, his latest album provides the answer. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Listen to Teddy Thompson's last two solo records, and you won't hear a lot of twang, but two traits they do share with old school country are a strong dose of melancholy and a clever wit. Both are put to good use on his album, The Up Front and The Down Low, where Teddy lends his voice and a fresh ear to a collection of classic country tunes. And a big part of the new arrangements is the addition of a string section. So, with a string quartet and a pedal steel in tow, Teddy Thompson stopped by the FUV studios, where host Claudia Marshall asked him two questions: why country and why now?
I felt I had to intervene in the state of country music. I was like, right, that's enough. Come on, so this is getting stupid now.
This is an intervention.
It's an intervention.
Right here and right now.
And sometimes it has to come from the outside, so I'm intervening in America's business here. But,
okay.
You know, I jest a bit because there's still great country music, but mainstream country music has got a bad name at the moment.
I was actually a little surprised you didn't go for the more kind of kitschy approach to this music. I get the feeling that this music is very near and dear to your heart.
It's not kitschy at all to me. I mean, some of the songs that I picked do have those moments. You know, in the songwriting, there's almost kitschy moments of clever turns of phrase, you know, that almost make you laugh, but they also sort of break your heart at the same time, and I find it just beautiful.
From now on, all my friends are gonna be strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now is my faith. I was a fool believing you. Now you are gone.
No, we waited several years between the first record and the second record, but this one had a pretty fast turnaround. What happened?
Well, you know, part of the reason for doing this was that I wasn't quite ready to start making another one of my own, but I wanted to do something, and this was started out as just something to do for fun and became a fully blown record somewhere in the middle, which is a good way to start musically. It was something, you know, having done a whole record and toured for a while, I then, you know, started doing this just for purely for fun, and I think that comes across.
It is. It's definitely lighthearted, but as we said before, it's not kitschy.
Yeah, I mean, well, when I say fun, I mean, you know, it's fun for me to sing songs about tragedy and heartbreak, so I don't mean to make it sound like it's going to be a fun record to put on at the club. But, you know, nevertheless, it's, you know, it's fun for me to sing.
Well, I thought I knew just what she'd do. Yeah, I guess I'm so small. Tried to tell me all along she'd only break my heart. Well, I'm not. You're right, she's gone. You're right.
Teddy Thompson taking his turn on a song Elvis brought to the charts. It's I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone. Hear the complete interview, performance, and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.